Zokta Eilige Mishnah Vayter Masechtes Klayim Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. So as we have seen time in and time out again, there's a Geffen Yechid, this is a single vine. If you want to plant something else, you have to move away 6 Tfachim in all directions. And then there's something called a Kerem. Once it becomes an official vineyard, then you have to move away 4 Amos. Now there are different halachas, which are Tenoim, which are conditions for a group of vines to become an official Kerem. One of the conditions is that at least 2 rows of vines have to be positioned between 4 and 8 amos in between one and another. Now, hamavrich shalosh gifanim. Try to imagine we have a field over here. On the right side of the field going downwards, I have 3 vines. We learned in the previous Mishnah about hamavrich, which is where you run the vine underneath the ground so it should come up someplace else. So I take one of the branches of the vine. From each of these 3 vines, I run them, let's say, from right to left or from east to west, and another 3 vines pop up on the other side. So when I'm looking from the top, I see 3 vines to the right, 3 vines to the left. My 3 vines to the right will have extensions going into the ground. It runs underneath the ground, and the 3 vines to the left popped up from that. So Hamavrach Shalosh Gefanim. He did Avracha with 3 branches. Vikreyem Nirim. You can clearly see the ikr, the trunk, the base of the first row. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, says, "Im yesh b'neim arba ames v'yatshemayin." If you have 4 to 8 ames between the rows, between the ones on the right and the ones on the left that popped up, harelam mitstarfes, then they combine and you have a kerem over here. V'im lav. But if these 2 rows are either less than 4 ames apart or more than 8 ames apart, we're not mitzvah of them. You don't put it together to form a kerem. Rather, they're called each individual vines, where the halacha is you have to distance yourself only 6 tvachim. The emesis says about tanura, you don't need 3. Because we said a kerem is if you have 2, opposite 2, 4, and one of them extends. And a third one on one of the lines. So the Mishnah could have said in this case that there were 3 in one row, but only with 2 of them. Did he run a line, so to speak, underneath the ground and 2 more popped up? But the Mishnah is just making it simpler. So we're saying 3, and he was Mavrachol 3, and you have the right distance in between them, so we now have a carrot. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Geffen sheyavsha. We have a grapevine, but unfortunately it dried up. So asura, still asura to plant other seeds too close, because not everyone chaps that it dried up. So it's a marasayindin. But ve'ena mekadeshes, if he does, what grows doesn't become aser. Zakta batanur. For sure in the winter you shouldn't be able to plant too close, because in the winter it's very hard to tell which ones dried up and which ones didn't. They all look dried up. None of them have leaves. But the chiddush is even in the summer, where you see right away, something wrong with that vine. It hasn't have any leaves. The other ones do. So the chari, you should be able to plant next to it. People will chap that it dried up. And the answer is no, explains the batanura. Because sometimes even in the summer you have some vines that lose their leaves, and they're really alive, and they can still produce grapes. So not everyone will chap that it actually dried up. Rameir says, Af tzemer gefen. So too, when it comes to katan. Yes, tzemer gefen is katan. Take a look at the batanura. Maich, like a soft substance, shekoyen kutan. Katan grows in something that is similar to a gefen, explains the batanura. So you shouldn't plant other seeds as if it was a real gefen, because the cotton plant looks like a grapevine. We don't want people to think you're planting too close to a grapevine. But if you do, ve'ena mekadesh, because there's no real iser. Just like there's no real iser if you have an actual grapevine that dried up already. Vayter zok the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzaddik omer mishmoi. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzaddik says, in the name of Rav Meir, afal gabi hagefen osa ve'ena mekadesh. Once again, we have a field. There's a grapevine, a real grapevine, not cotton. And a grapevine that's alive and well. And he took one of the branches, tucked it under the ground, it runs underneath the ground, let's say from right to left, if you want to picture what it looks like, and another grapevine pops up on the other side. Zokter Belozer Rav Tzaddik, in the name of Rav Meir, let's say he planted in between the grapevines, on the ground, where you know the vine is running underneath, and you don't have 3 tfachim of earth. If you have 3 tvachim of earth, it's not a problem. If you don't have 3 tvachim of earth, you're not allowed to. So in a chanami, aser, you're not allowed to, but v'ein ha-mekadosh. If he doesn't, something grows there, it doesn't become aser. However, the Batanura says that the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir. So chazing over our Mishnah, this person was mavruch three gefanim, took a branch from a visible gefen, you can see the trunk, tucked it into the earth, ran it across the field. He did this for all three of his vines, and it popped up on the other side. A new vine popped up on the other side for each of the three. If you have between 4 and 8 amos in between the vines, they connect, and this is a kerem. And once it's a kerem, you have to stay away 4 amos. If you don't have these numbers, it's either less than 4 amos or more than 8 amos, it's not a kerem, because that's how they would plant a kerem, between 4 and 8. If it doesn't stim with the way they usually planted a kerem, it's not a kerem. Then the Mishnah told us 2 maris ayin halachis. It's not real klayim, but you have to stay away because people don't chap that it's not real klayim. One is about a vine that dried up. Not everyone chaps that it dried up. Even in the summer, will a chari see? It doesn't have leaves. So won't people chap that it's dry? Not necessarily. Sometimes you can have a vine that's alive and well and just lost its leaves. Especially in the winter, where you don't chap the difference between a live one and a dried up one. So you shouldn't plant next to it, but if you do, what grows does not become usser. Rav Meir says, same is true for cotton, because what cotton grows on looks very much like a vine. Not everyone knows that it's cotton and not a vine. Not supposed to plant next to it, but if you do, it doesn't answer it. And finally, the Mishnah told us, Rav Elazar ben Tzaddik says, the name of Rav Meir, let's say someone ran a branch of a vine underneath the ground. Even though we were told, if you don't have 3 tefachim of earth on top of it, you shouldn't plant on top. But if someone does, it doesn't become aser b'hanah. He wasn't allowed to, but it doesn't become aser b'hanah. Some say that there's no issur to plant next to a cotton vine. It's not gefen. So what then does the Mishnah mean over here? So some say, according to the Rambam, a lot of different shittas over here. According to the Rambam, Rameir is talking about planting cotton too close to a kerem. We learned before, kol minei zeroyim, they are not included in vegetables, or tfua, are not klayim bekerem. According to the Rambam, you're allowed to plant them in a kerem, even l'chatchila. Zakhtar Meir, when it comes to tzev and gefen, no. In other words, we're more machmer with tzemer gefen than other minei zeroyim. Why? Because it's similar to vegetables, which you can't plant near a kerem. That's one of many other different pshatim that there are here in the Mishnah.